It is said that older people have more wisdom than younger people, and in the ways of the world and in practical ways of living, I would say that that's true. I've learned much from older people, particularly older Christians, and as I have advanced in years myself, I find that I think more clearly about things because I have had many life experiences that helped me that I did not have when I was younger. But God gives a certain wisdom to all of us, young and old, male and female, when He places His Spirit within us and we are filled with the Holy Spirit. We have wisdom that comes from God, and the youngest among us, as well as the oldest among us, can have the wisdom of God. That's the way it was with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and her relative, Elizabeth, but one was older, advanced in years, Elizabeth, and Mary was a young girl. And when Mary got the greeting from the angel that she would be the mother of our Lord, and the Holy Spirit would conceive a child in her, she went over to her near relative, Elizabeth, and visited with her. And Elizabeth was in her 6 month of pregnancy. Both of them were to be mothers by the promise of God. Listen to the wisdom that came from them when they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Luke 1, verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the holy country with haste unto the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And what is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as a voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For look, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arms. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and returned to her own home. How incredible these words came from a young girl. So incredible that some people doubt that she said them at all. But this is what we know. Two women filled with the Holy Spirit, one old, one young, believing the promises of God in their lives, filled with the Holy Spirit, and wisdom came for them. Wisdom for the ages, wisdom for us. The same thing can happen to each one of us. Maybe not in that same way, but God's wisdom can abound in our lives if we but believe and receive Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, the gift of the Holy Spirit is precious. I can't claim to have any wisdom except what comes from you. And so, God, fill my life and my heart with wisdom today. Fill my mouth with wise words. Fill my heart with faith, I pray. For I believe everything comes from you. I am your obedient servant. In Jesus' name, amen.